Beautiful. That was a beautiful clap to start out episode 303 of the Quarantine Cast on June 22nd, 2021. We're just talking about how we organize our clothing. Did you guys give any credence to the Marie Kondo advice, all of that stuff? Or are you like me and you realized you were kind of half doing a lot of that stuff anyway?
I mean, the Marie Kondo thing is only a small part of that is clothes. And
yeah.
Like, part of it is just a different way of folding your clothes to, like, make a little bit more space and to have it more organized, which Jade
Fair.
Does that with her clothes.
Yeah.
And I think it probably works. I just can't fold it right, so I just stick with what I know. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, yeah, there are a lot of people that have too much stuff that they don't care about. And so getting rid of stuff that you don't care about and don't really need is a good thing. I think that there are some people that like have turned it into a religion.
Yeah, people have gone way too far, though, I'm willing to say. And like they're throwing away things that have sentimental value because they want to minimalize their life.
Yeah.
Like,
if you want to live like minimalist, awesome. I think that, you know, we should move away from kind of the consumerist nature of modern day reality.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay to have stuff if you like it.
The damn bitch you live like this is a horseshoe where
right,
too much stuff
yeah,
is a problem,
agree.
Not enough is also
Yeah, if you walk in and there's like nothing on the walls and no decoration whatsoever, that's a little terrifying.
A little bit.
Just in the same way that if you walk in and there's like paths cut through all the junk that's laying around.
Yep.
Also terrifying. Like, there's minimalist, and then there's you don't own anything,
mm-hmm.
and then there's, you know, being a collector, and then there's you're a full blown hoarder.
Like, yeah.
There's a wide spectrum between those two, and there's a wide variety of healthy. Great lifestyles.
Although who am I to judge looking around my bedroom right now? I got an air mattress on the floor. I got boxes in a corner that are about to see some more action. So I can't justify in my mind breaking them down or storing them anywhere. Because I'm just going to dig them out in like a week and a half now.
You're in an in-between part of your life. Like, that's okay.
Yeah.
You need to get a bed as the first thing that you do when you move into your new place. I probably would have already gotten one because I can't imagine sleeping on an air mattress more than two nights in a row.
It's kind of growing on me.
Oh, Lucas.
Lucas is going to get like a bed frame
mm-hmm.
and like all that.
Just
and
put,
just
an
put
air
his
mattress.
Air mattress on it. And, like a headboard with an air mattress.
Yeah, no, like a really nice bed frame. Like, oh, I went shopping around. I went to an antique store. I found this. It's got excellent woodworking. They don't make it like they used to. I've got a single, like, I've got a, what's it called? Not a twin. What's smaller than a twin?
A single.
A single-sized air mattress in the middle of it. It does not fill out the frame.
Yeah, it's built for like a California King.
Yeah.
You're just like in the middle of the frame. No, I picture, yeah, like a beautiful inlaid, like solid one piece of wood headboard and just like a half deflated air mattress.
Doesn't even have like a fitted sheet on it. It's just another sheet tucked underneath the air mattress.
Yeah.
I will say, I do have a fitted sheet on this air mattress currently. That's classing it up a little bit.
It's one of those things where, like, yeah, it is classing it up a little bit, but almost in the way that it makes it worse.
It is almost like, yeah, you're trying to polish this turd, and it's like, yeah, but it's almost highlighting the fact that it is that bad.
It's like throwing a couch cover over a porch couch. Like, no, the state of the couch isn't the problem. The fact that it's where it is the problem.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, we did that. When we would go down to Irvine, Angel would sleep on an air mattress because, you know, dorm beds aren't exactly huge. And then, yeah, we'd put the fitted sheet over it and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a bad mattress. No. Like, that's all an air mattress is, right? Like, I've slept on less comfortable, quote-unquote, mattresses than air mattresses before. Mm-hmm. Like, air mattresses are just bad mattresses, really.
Yeah, mm-hmm. If you're on top of, like, a sleeping bag, if you're in a tent and you're on top of a sleeping bag, yeah, you'd probably think, like, man, an air mattress sounds pretty good right about now. Yeah. But that doesn't mean it's because it's, like, the peak of luxury.
Yeah. I mean, when we were in Bradley, we had the like, 3-inch thick, like, pads that they called mattresses that we slept on.
Oh, man.
You know.
Those were not great.
It worked.
It was fine.
they were functional.
You lofted your bed, right, Ryan?
Yeah, me and my roommate both lofted it, and then we did the couch TV.
Yeah.
Under the party room, setup. Baby. It was fun.
I don't know how you could do that any other way, honestly.
If you want to be the TV room, like the room with the big TV that actually, like, you can watch things on it instead of just, like, a little monitor. Like, yeah, there's no other real setup than futon TV.
In our dorm, Lucas and I had the exact same setup except a small TV. it was like a 30-inch, or no, it was like a 26-inch TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a monitor, basically.
Yeah. Across from our futon that was underneath Lucas's bed, and then the TV and the fridge and all that shit was under my bed.
We did 8-player Smash Bros. On that. Like, it was functional. It worked.
It was tiny, man. It was my TV. Like, I'm the one that brought that tiny TV to our dorm.
Is it alive?
It's at my parents' house.
Oh, okay. Oh. Back to my mom's office. From. Yeah. Yeah.
Back from where you came. Can use it as another monitor. How big? Was it like a CRT or it was a flat screen, right?
It was a flat screen. I think it had like a 720p resolution.
Nice. Yeah. A 26-inch 720p 8-player Smash
game. Otherwise known as too technologically advanced for the Wii that we played Smash on.
Oh, no. Wait, you played normal Smash?
Like, no, it was Wii U.
Old head Smash?
Oh, Wii U. It was Wii U. That was on an HDMI. Yeah.
Me and Angel were playing Mario Party recently on the Mario Party 8 for the Wii on my 4K 55-inch TV. So it's like pillar boxed, like square in the middle, and it's, yeah, like 480 or whatever they thought was HD back then. Like, but it just doesn't fly. Like,
damn, you can see every inch of Waluigi's mustache on this. Every hair in there. It's terrifying.
It was Waluigi. Waluigi really blew it. He was real bad.
Having a higher resolution TV does not make the graphics of an old console better, I will say.
With emulation, it does. Fun fact. Oh. I have a PS2 emulator. And you can, like, there's a slider that, like, upgrades the polygons of the actual game. I don't know how the fuck they do that.
Yeah.
And then you can have it output. Like, I was playing Madden 07 in 1440p with, like, it looked HD. Like, the players didn't look blocky and terrible. Like, they somehow up-resed the character models of the video game. No idea how the fuck that works, but...
I don't know either, but I'm into it. It's cool.
Yeah, no, it's sick. I mean, and like, I'm a lame... That generation for me was, mostly sports games and stuff because I was a sports kid. But I'm sure there's like a fuck ton of PS2 games that you could then play in 4K and like up-res the textures and it would actually look pretty good. Like old Final Fantasy games or something. Like, I don't know.
I mean,
it was cool.
Yeah, they're doing that, but they're only putting it on phones for some reason, so I don't have a lot of faith.
And PCs.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Do it, man. PS2X. I'm positive that your laptop could run it.
Okay.
Like, you can play all the old Final Fantasy games, and like, there's literally like sliders of like, I don't remember what they call it, but it's like texture resolution, and it's like,
you can just make mods, basically, right?
I don't know. They're making the character models within the game have more polygons. Like, they don't look as blocky. It's like, how are you doing that with a slider on a free emulator? Like, how does that work in the slightest?
It's just Peter Parker putting on his glasses.
Yeah, pretty much.
Low poly, no, puts them on high poly.
Mm. Right. What I was explaining to Lucas is I was playing Madden 07 in 1440p with up-res textures, and it looked pretty good. Like, they don't look like people. I don't know if you remember that brand of Madden. They all had giant shoulders and, like, kind of little, like, baby
pointy
legs.
Arms. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, they don't quite look like people when you up-res them, but it looks nice. Like, it's cool to look at. Like, it looks like you're looking at an alternate universe, like Pixar Madden game, you know, like where the people don't look like photorealistic humans, but, like, it's like an art style. Like, they are high resolution.
Oh, my God. Speaking of old video games, I just remembered, we need to talk about this on the podcast. I know I sent a text yesterday. Jade found her old iPad yesterday, and we charged it up, and it took literally 15 hours to charge.
Yeah.
It's got fucking Flappy Bird on it.
Hold on.
Isn't Flappy Bird back, though? Has it been back for a while?
It's not.
It's still not? I thought he put it back up after a long time.
No, someone else, like, the App Store, like, bought the rights and then made, like, a new version of it, and it's called, like, Flappy Bird Family. I think it's basically the same thing. I'm not sure. And there's tons of copycats.
Okay.
Right.
Like, there's, like, Floppy Bird and, like, Flap Flap Bird and shit.
I see Fappy Bird.
No.
Okay, so I'm seeing that. I don't know if you guys can get this, but I'm seeing iPads with Flappy Bird installed being sold for anywhere between $200 and $5,000 on eBay.
Yeah, no, I looked into that, too. I also looked at the, like, recently sold. And they're all for like $200, so I don't think anyone's buying them for $1,000. But
real life NFT, here you go.
Real life NFTs.
NFT.
Kinda. I think that metaphor holds.
The thing is that
I don't know about. Oh,
I was just gonna say this iPad is not functional other than the apps that are already on it because it's running on like iOS 9.2. And it can't even download, like, iOS 9.3, I've tried.
That was the bullshit from Apple. Yeah. Where they started, like, you can't even use this anymore. Yeah. Like, talk about planned obsolescence. They literally are like, this one can't even download the new software, even if you wanted to.
Yeah. It can, like, connect to the internet, but none of the apps that require internet work because they're not supported anymore because they're 32-bit.
No.
And you can't download newer versions of iOS because, you know, they don't even offer the older versions of iOS anymore. It's not like you can just go from 9.2 to a, you know, 14.6 or whatever the fuck we're on right now.
But you also can't, like, they will literally, they'll be like, with iOS 13, we are no longer supporting these devices. And there will be a hard wall, even if you could find, like, the versions to upgrade your way up to it. There is going to be a wall that you literally just, you can no longer upgrade past this anymore. And it's, yeah, it's bullshit.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, you can't use YouTube on it. You can't use, like, Google Docs. You can Google things. You can, like, you know, open up Safari. But it's totally fucked. Like, it keeps trying to, like, locate weird servers and shit. Yeah, it's just, it's not, doesn't work. Other than the
Flappy
apps
Bird.
That are still on it. Yeah, Flappy Bird mostly. Temple Run is on there too.
Oh my god,
shit, that's another $50 right there.
Yeah.
Is Temple Run off the App Store?
I don't think so.
No.
Well, actually, like, it's Temple Run 2 that's on the iPad, not the original.
I'm sure Temple Run
is still around.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah,
Temple Run's still a thing.
You know what? Motivation to go back to round one this weekend besides my birthday. I want to double check and in a more sober state see if that Flappy Bird machine we played was branded as a Flappy Bird arcade game.
There is a Flappy Bird arcade game.
I think it was officially licensed.
It's real. I mean, I mean for all I know the one that you played was a knockoff, but there is a Flappy Bird stationary arcade game.
Huh.
It was a two-player
version.
Oh.
It was kind of cool. It was a fun game.
It's a fun time. You know?
I mean, we had some bad ones. I think Ian hadn't played Flappy Bird before, and it was
that
like,
was
bro,
me.
What?
No, I'm not playing.
Oh, Lucas
on
hadn't
Ian.
Played.
I hit the first pipe. I got Lucas, a zero.
Lucas got a zero in an arcade game. That was pretty brutal.
Didn't you get the daily high score?
No, I was kind of half looking for it. It was like 67, and I got like 58 or something.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I might have gotten the daily, and I was looking for like the all-time, which was like ridiculous. 300.
Yeah.
Not ridiculous, dude. I'm telling you, my brother, every single time he sees one of those, he has to set the all-time high score because it's he can play until he gets sick of it. He always kills himself. Oh. Like, that's how he loses Flappy Bird. Is he go, like me with Call of Duty Black Ops Zombies, yeah. Where it's just like, I don't want to play anymore. I will kill myself. Like, I can play as long as I want, basically. So, if I wanted to, I could play until round 300. Like, him, if he wanted to, he could play until he gets 5,000 or whatever.
Gun to your head, how long could you play Call of COD Zombies? I mean, your arm's going to get tired, bro. I don't think you want to do this. Not going to be able to hold that gun up that long.
Yeah, no, I've played sessions of Call of Duty Zombies for like 8 hours.
Yeah.
Just like listening to podcasts, running around in circles, completely mindless. I know, Andrew, that's like your nightmare. You cannot play video games for longer than a couple hours or you're just dead.
Andrew, yeah. Enough with the Catholic guilt. Get it out of there.
It's not the Catholic. It's just I get sick of it. I start to feel like I want to do something else. Like,
yeah, Catholic guilt. You feel guilty that you're playing video games because you're like, this isn't productive.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, I start to feel like sweaty and clammy. I'm like, I'm hungry. I'm not going to like... just keep doing this shit. I have other things that I like to do.
You can pause, get up, walk around, grab a snack, stretch, check your phone, and get back in there. Get back to gaming.
Yeah, just right the fuck back in, baby. Mm. You can go and heat up a frozen dinner. And
yeah,
then...
you can go have a Hot Pocket with a side of cool ranch Doritos and slurp down some gamer juice.
Yeah, and then get right back in there.
Some fucking G Fuel.
I think I saw G Fuel is making like alcohol drinks now or something. Maybe that was a promotion, but yeah, I think they're trying to get into the recreational beverage business.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We're at like 18 minutes. Anybody else have a fun story or helpful anecdote to get us over the 20-minute hump?
It's the wacky post roll.
I will say that the reason that we broke out Jade's iPad, figured that shit out, was yesterday. You know, the first day of Prime Day. And that brings up today's sponsor, Amazon Prime. Go buy shit on Prime Day.
Whoa.
Sellouts.
Now Amazon has to give us money. You don't have to sign a brand deal. As long as you advertise for them, they have to give you the money.
Prime Day is a big letdown every single year. And this is the first year that I didn't let my hopes get up. In like 5 years. Where I'm just like, dude, Prime Day might actually be legit. This year was the first one where I'm like, no, I know Prime Day sucks. I'm not even going to pay that close of attention. And now that I'm following IGN deals to try to get a PS5 for Ian, I'm literally able to see the best deals and go like, no, these fucking suck. Like, I don't want these. Yeah.
The only time that like there's quote unquote good deals are when it's like, get a $50 gift card for something for $40. And it's basically just a little bit of extra free money if you were already going to buy something at that location.
If you were going there anyway.
Yeah. I know that the trick is it, you know, then convinces people to go spend more money than was on the gift card, you know, yada, yada, yada. But like, but I did see, I've done this 3 years in a row where I see, Amazon Fire HD tablets are half off. Tablets sound pretty nice. I don't have one of those. I need more technology. And then like snap myself out of it of like, no, I don't need a tablet. I'm not going to use it. I have a laptop. I have a phone. I have a work computer. I have a smart TV. I've got multiple video game consoles. I don't need more of this shit. I'm certainly not going to use it very much. From there, Jade's like, yeah, no, you definitely don't need one. I have an iPad. You can just get that and then update it to the newest version and use it like that. And then we're like, oh, no. But wait,
I love how
Flappy Bird.
I love how the millennial version of buying a boat is buying a tablet. Like, you're just like, you have to talk yourself out of it every few months.
Yeah, like, this is, no, what? This is $75. I can't afford that.
Yeah, exactly. It's both for price reasons and for, like, technological progress reasons. Like, the happiest day in a tablet owner's life is the day they bought the tablet and the day they sold it. Like, just fucking... Oh, God. Can you imagine being able to make, like, a $5,000 impulse buy?
No.
You're just like, that boat looks cool.
$5,000, dude. Boats are expensive.
Shit boat. No, yeah, okay, obviously.
Like,
yeah. Like pontoon, yes, where you take Nance and the kids out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's gonna be like a car. A new car.
The only equivalent I have, and I'm sorry if this is like a weird humble brag or something, is like, and it's no longer an impulse thing, but like, I had a moment where I was like, yeah, I could just put $5,000 towards my student loans and just do that. And now I've been thinking about it for like a month.
Yeah. I mean, I could pay off my student loans right now in one chunk if I wanted to, but I'm, you know, Daddy Biden's going to really forgive my student debt, so why would I do it now? That's going to happen, right? Please tell me that's going to happen.
You wishing that Joe Biden would forgive student loans is going to end up costing you like $2,000 like over your lifetime.
No, dude, I saw he's already forgiven $3 billion out of $176 trillion, but that's still $3 billion of forgiven debt.
A tenth of a percent of the forgiven loans, yeah.
Yeah, nah. You got, if you can pay it off in full, you might want to do that. Literally, you can calculate how much interest is going to accrue if you keep making the payments.
If I survive a terrorist attack, I can go an extra 6 months without paying.
Mm. God, yeah, I forgot that was the language. Fuck. I don't know. Once I get this next move situated and make sure that I don't incur any unexpected costs, I'll probably do that. I could afford to maybe pay it off in one go, but I think that would just put me under a year of expenses in my savings account as like a liquid thing, which I know is probably way more than what I actually need, but I'm paranoid and want to, you know, what if another pandemic happens and this one puts me out of work?
30 years of expenses saved up by the time you graduate high school.
That's what hustle culture is gonna say. You should have blankety, 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 blank. Yeah.
And the only way you're going to do that is if you become your own boss.
Oh, God.
Be your own boss.
I was going to do the same thing with my my new investment strategy of just market index funds, mm-hmm, with like, just like take a bunch off the top of my checking account that I'm never going to actually touch and just chuck that into my like boring ass.
Yeah.
I have diversified into multiple different index funds. That's how boring my investment strategy got after I sold AMC.
I've got a good chunk of my life savings in one stock. I mean, it's because
of the company. Pump that stock, baby. Which one is it?
Oh, the one of the moon.
It's the company that I work for. It's not. I mean, like, I have actually bought into it as part of, like, a program. That's because I'm buying it for, like, half of the price. Just straight up doubling my money automatically. But
when you're selling that. No, yeah, don't say, actually. You're just going to keep buying.
Yeah, no. Forever.
Bye, bye, bye.
Forever and ever. I will leave this stock in my will to my children.
I believe in this stock. I like the stock.
I like
bye, bye,
stuff.
Bye. And then once you get your next stimmy, bye, bye, bye.
There's never going to be another stimmy.
Mm.
There was mass hospitalizations in Missouri.
Yeah.
Due to the new Delta variant. Like,
yeah.
And I still
we're staring down the
we
barrel
could go
of another
full into lockdown again for a completely different pandemic. And I still don't think they'd ever give us another stimmy.
I mean, so. Well, we are living in a vastly different political climate than the last time they did stimulus checks. There is a history of the U.S. doing them. It's bad and the worst form of socialism, most ineffective form of socialism, but we do it occasionally. We'll probably see maybe one more set in our lifetimes.
Truth.
Oh, your entire family's 100-acre land was destroyed because of climate change and flooding? Here's $400.
Yeah. You've been forced to migrate from the wasteland that is the southwestern United States into more livable climates? Yeah, that's a relocation check. Here's $1,200. Your family's ancestral home that you've been living in since before it was the United States of America? Yeah, fam. We got you.
What do you mean that the oil company that I'm subsidizing has caused groundwater poisoning in your hometown and now your homes are worthless and you have zero life savings because of all the hospital bills that your children have incurred because they're poisoned by the air and water? Here's like a pat on the back.
Nah.
Oh no, here is a slap in the face. None of that is true. You can't convince me.
Or eminent domain. Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. Yeah, we can buy that from you. I mean, $15,000 for this property that before we raped and destroyed the land was worth $400,000.
I mean, really, it was a government program that gave your family the land in the first place. So we're just, you know, we're just getting our due back. That was a loan, not a
If
not
America
a sale.
Didn't exist, you wouldn't even be here alive. So honestly, you kind of owe us.
Yeah, we actually raised your taxes because of looking into your whole situation to try to see if you qualified. We realized that you actually owe us money. So do that or you're going to jail.
A legitimate argument that I saw online at one point over, like, did the United States commit genocide against the Native Americans was,
yes,
if the United States didn't form from European travelers coming to this land and killing off the Native American population, your ancestors wouldn't have moved here and you might not even exist. Oh, okay. Does that change the fact that millions were murdered?
But that's like butterfly effect bullshit. Yeah, you could say then, well, yeah, the Holocaust was a good thing because
the world is the way it is.
Yeah, because the European Union formed. It's just like, well, that doesn't change the fact. Just because a good thing came out of it does not mean that it doesn't directly mean that millions of people had to die for no reason. Like,
if World War II hadn't happened, Israel wouldn't be a country, and then we wouldn't have Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman.
Gal Gadot probably wouldn't exist if it wasn't for World War II. None of us would. Literally, I don't know if a single human being who exists right now would exist if World War II hadn't happened. Actually, well, I know, because no, they probably weren't born enough in advance of World War II where they wouldn't be impacted by the events that led to World War II.
Yeah.
You know? Like, at this point, if you're 100 years old, you were still born in stuff that led to World War II, so World War II was an inevitability almost. In order to make World War II not happen, you'd have to go farther back than the people that are alive right now. So,
well, and then speaking of lame socialism that the U.S. has done, a lot of people who served in the army during that time, like, got houses really affordably because of GI bills and education and other stuff that's like, cool, I can afford to have this many kids now. And
except for black regiments, of course.
Yeah, good shout out.
Yeah, shout out to the people that didn't get any of that shit because they were second class citizens.
All right. That's a thrilling note to end on. Thank you all so much for listening to episode 303 of the Quarantine Cast. If you liked what you heard, like, comment, subscribe, etc. Check us out on Instagram and YouTube and TikTok for highlight clips. ActBlue link in the description down below to help some progressive causes. Check out our Patreon if you want to help us keep the lights on. Follow us on Twitter at @V2_podcast for updates, and follow me at @LucasDeRyder on Twitter to keep up with all of my writing. Hang in there, everybody. Halfway through this Tuesday, more if you're in a different time zone than what Ryan and I are. And good luck with that.